The power outage is bound to cause problems for the nation's transportation system, especially the airlines. NPR's John Itzde is following that part of the story, and he joins us now. John, three of the nation's busiest airports all affected by this outage. What would be the ripple effect for the rest of the country?
Well, you're right. Three of the biggest airports, Kennedy, LaGuardia, and Newark in New Jersey, planes headed for those areas were able to land, but no planes can take off and land in those areas. We also have another airport, Cleveland Hopkins Airport. There's a ground stop there as well. No planes from other airports around the country can take off if they're going to land there. So if you're traveling to anywhere in the Northeast, you're probably going to be, having some problems.
And what about Detroit? That airport is quite a distance from Center City.
It is, and as far as we know, traffic is fine there. There has not been a ground stop put on there by the Federal Aviation Administration. There are also problems in two Canadian cities, we think, although that's a bit more confusing. The wire services are reporting that the U.S. Transportation Department says flights are grounded in Ottawa and Toronto. But I have heard the PR director from Ottawa say flights are leaving from Ottawa, though not to these other affected airports, JFK, LaGuardia, Newark, and Cleveland. A spokesman at Montreal's airport says all flights to the blackout cities from Montreal's airports have been canceled, including into Toronto. So it sounds like there's also a ground stop in Toronto as well.
And I would imagine that there are some sort of emergency power generators for the airports. Do they shut down primarily as a precaution or because they've actually lost electricity?
There are emergency generators, and I've been monitoring CNN as well as doing other reporting, and CNN is now reporting that terminals at the JFK airport are coming back to life with backup power.
So they actually lost power for a time.
They did. Now, one thing that I think we should keep in mind here, though, is that the air traffic control system does have backup power, and we're told that there was no time today when they lost power. So it wasn't a safety issue. The issue is in the terminals, and the biggest issue probably is security. These big machines now that all the bags go through that we see right in front of the ticket counters can't run without electricity. And so the Transportation Safety Administration would not allow passengers through those areas. There are also issues of ventilation and electronic ticketing. You know, the little machines you go up to in the airport and you put in your information and try to get your ticket. You can't get it out. So there are all those kinds of things that are causing delays at the nation's airports.
Looks like rough sledding ahead for anyone taking to the skies. John, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Michelle.
NPR's John Itzde.